Living Well: The Pathways of Chronic Pain. New Research Targets Source and Treatments, by Lance Frazier. Chronic pain is typically described as pain lasting longer than 12 weeks. While it might arise from injury or illness, chronic pain can have no clearly identifiable cause and be accompanied by fatigue, sleep disturbance, decreased appetite, change in mood, and other issues affecting health. Danielle Parrott, Associate Professor in the Departments of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at the University of California, Irvine, says chronic pain can be difficult to understand, because while acute pain is a natural physiologic response to injury, chronic pain is pathologic in that it persists beyond the expected time of healing. Throughout the 20th century, the pain system was seen as relatively straightforward, but experts realize now that several processes contribute to pain. All the qualities we normally feel from the body, including pain, can even be felt in the absence of input from the body, like phantom limb pain, Perrette says. A study by researchers from several Texas institutions has produced new evidence of the source of chronic pain in humans. It examined specialized nerve centers clustered near the base of the spine, known as dorsal root ganglia, of patients differing by pain state and sex. Researchers used a specialized form of gene sequencing on these cells, which they say yielded promising biochemical pathways to devising new drugs. If these cells are firing without any stimulus we can detect, we call that spontaneous activity, says Ted Price, the study's senior author. We've taken a significant step in this study by locating biophysical conduits by which that painful activity travels in the human body. Daniel Claw, director of the Chronic Pain and Fatigue Research Center at the University of Michigan, says women are almost twice as likely to suffer from chronic pain. Perrette adds that there is a higher incidence of chronic pain among older adults, adults living in poverty, and rural residents, as well as among veterans as compared to non-veterans. In 2012, the economic impact of chronic pain was an estimated $600 billion, and the personal costs are much greater, as evidenced by the nation's opioid epidemic. In spite of a lack of evidence that opioids are an effective long-term treatment for non-cancer chronic pain, we've liberalized their use, Perrette says. While short courses may be of value, once you pass the 5 to 7 day mark, you enter the realm of heightened risk of addiction. Thus, pain treatment is evolving to focus on non-opioid and opioid-minimizing treatments, she adds. Physiatrists, physicians specializing in physical medicine and rehabilitation, focus on safe, responsible, and holistic approaches to pain treatment, including heat, cold, acupuncture, spinal cord stimulation, exercise and movement and behavioral treatments. No pill or other quick fix can compete with the benefits of a functional treatment approach to chronic pain. Different forms of therapy target different aspects of the brain and/or body. Cognitive behavior therapies target such aspects as the memories of past experiences, while physical therapies can target the musculoskeletal and sensory inputs to pain. Perrette says, pain treatments such as mindfulness and meditation target the emotion areas of the brain, while exercise and rehab programs focus on voluntary and involuntary motor actions. These are all valuable as chronic pain treatments. There is also a need to educate patients on the difference between rehabilitation therapy, and swallowing a pill to temporarily lessen pain symptoms. Admittedly, it's hard to resist the quick fix when you're in pain, but Clue likens that to a baseball player consistently swinging for the fence. I tell patients that if you are a chronic pain patient who tries to hit home runs, going for surgeries or injections that will cure me of my pain, you'll end up striking out a lot. Whereas, if you realize there are a whole bunch of treatments, especially non-drug treatments, that all work fairly well, and you try to hit singles by trying a number of these treatments and retaining those that help you, you will be far more successful. Lance Frazier is a California-based freelance writer, specializing in health and medicine, science, nature, and the environment. Learn more about Physiatry online. Physiatry.org. To locate a physiatrist anywhere in the United States, visit the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. members.aapmr.org/aapmr/aapmr_finder.aspx. Green is good. 300 yards. Distance lived by Londoners from a park or nature reserve that correlated with higher life satisfaction, sense of worth and happiness, according to British researchers in the journal Applied Geography. Statin benefits for older people. A growing body of research confirms that cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins are effective at cutting the risk of heart disease for most adults, WebMD reports. They can also help people older than 75 counter cardiovascular disease, which until recently wasn't clear. Statin therapy has been shown to prevent cardiovascular disease in a wide range of people, but there has been uncertainty about its efficacy and safety among older people, said Anthony Keach, lead author of a University of Oxford study examining statin use among an older cohort. As WebMD reports, the study looked at clinical trials of statins involving 187,000 people across six age groups: younger than 55, 55 to 60, 60 to 65, 65 to 70, 70 to 75, and older than 75. There were significant reductions in major vascular events in each of the six age groups, including patients older than 75 at the start of treatment. Major vascular events include heart attack, stroke, and surgeries, procedures performed to open clogged arteries. According to the study's co-investigator, Jordan Fulcher, statin therapy appears to be just as effective in people older than 75 as it is in younger people. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.